This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I'd like to return this broken record.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the show for April 14th, 2008. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and with me is my co-host, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm great, man. Great. Weather was starting to look up, and now it's back down.
Look up, look down. Oh, there's an old childhood thing about that. Never mind. Let's leave it alone. This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail comments. We're so glad you joined us. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. So if this doesn't make any sense, if you're brand new, you might want to go back a show or two and have a listen. Otherwise, pull up a chair and spend a few minutes with us and a few of our closest friends who wrote in, called the listener line, or sent us an audio clip like these fine people.
Hey guys, this is Claudio again over in Miami.
Claudio.
You know, I was listening to that song that you said your daughter had found by typing la 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 in Google or whatnot. when you mentioned to listen towards the end, I could have sworn I heard an expletive there. It's something about Mo, and well, I'll let you figure out the rest. Are you trying to lose your clean tag there? I don't know. Maybe it was just me. Maybe it's my screwed up mind or whatnot. Maybe I need to take a break from Technorama. You guys are making me go get all crazy here. They say it gives you dementia, you know. Anyways, just throw in that observation. Have a good one. 101. Bye-bye.
No, I don't think so. Lisa and Julie and I were singing it just last night in the van. I've got a big bag of crabs here. And they
dementia,
know the word,
though. Dementia, maybe.
Dementia? No, yeah, no, no. And you're welcome to take a break as long as it's not longer than 24 hours.
Yeah.
After
and we
that,
have plenty to come out and
see your doctor.
We have plenty to satiate you. No, satisfy?
Satiate.
Well, that's it. That's what I was looking for. Thanks.
Or whatever it's called when you give somebody a shot. Sedate.
Yeah, not to sedate you. Hopefully not.
Hey guys, this is Marlon in Pennsylvania.
Marlon!
Eep, up, or, to you too.
Oh, did you catch the reference? Come on, Craig, you know where that's from.
You're talking from Sesame Street, is it?
No, eep, up, or, that's from the Jetsons. That was Elroy's secret code, got mixed up with the letter to Judy. She sent it in for a song contest, and Elroy was fuming because his secret club code got on the TV, won a song contest.
Yes, I remember that now. Yeah, that's right. That's funny.
Yes, I watched too many cartoons as a child and still do.
Yeah. You know what? We watched me and... Well,
yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's funny because me and Harrison were watching the Jetsons movie. I think it came out in the early 90s because Mel Blanc was doing voices for it. So, but it was, oh man, it's like, I don't know. That's just funny.
Interesting you should mention Mel Blanc because I've got a little bit of information for him in the regular show. It's here's a clue. Wednesday, April 16th is Billy West's birthday, and he is one of the few people who can do Mel Blanc when he was in his prime. He can do Bugs Bunny. There are very few people who can do Yosemite Sam, and I think Mel's son is one of the few. But mm-hmm. Billy's not one of them. But he does several others very well, like Foghorn Leghorn and Bugs Bunny.
You've got to get him on the show. I don't know how to contact him. You've emailed him.
Tough nut to crack. But
we'll get him.
We can always open up with, hey, you know you share your birthday with my wife? think it'd work.
Yeah, that I'm sure that'll get his attention.
Not everybody can say that.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, Dwight from Ottawa. I am laying it down, whatever's dropping the gauntlet for Bruce, because his idea gave me an idea. Technorama, Chuck and Craig, 101 high five, or something like that. Maybe I'll just go back to doing what I normally do, which doesn't involve singing 101.
Wait, let's try that. Yeah, I could see that working.
Yeah, that would totally work. Why don't you work that up? Get your choir to do that one, too.
Have a couple of them. Any other suggestions out there for the musical interlude? Taking classics and twisting them around the old Technorama hub?
That's the whole theme of this show is taking classics and twisting it around.
Getting wrapped around the axle of technology. It beats our old one of ripping the scab off.
Hey, get this. Speaking of that, you know, I went to cut my grass today, and I cut the lawnmower on, and it was kind of running slow.
Yes.
And as soon as it started to hit a little patch of grass, that it did rain yesterday, so grass was a little bit wet underneath, just died. I was like, whatever. You know, I tried to pull the pull string, but couldn't get it to come up. And as a matter of fact, the pull string would get tighter and tighter and go, I couldn't get it past the little shroud on the top. So I took it apart. I looked at it. I cannot figure it out. Well, my friend came over and he's like, oh, I think I know what it is. We looked under it. My neighbor who had borrowed the lawnmower had went up some twine or something and it was all twisted. It was holding the blades in place.
Nice. Yeah, you got to kind of have the whole thing able to move to start it.
Yeah. I didn't even think to look under it. I was like, well, it just cuts a little bit of grass. That's all I did. It couldn't be like grass packed in there. It wasn't much at all. And then dirt.
I've had that when it's all packed with grass. If you don't cut it for like 3 weeks and then you try, it gets all gunked up and then you try to start.
Yeah. And I'll sit there, you know, and I'll kind of rattle it. You know, you bang it on the ground a little bit and it'll come right loose. But
all right, let's move on. This is not the lawnmower cast.
Lawn cast.
Hey guys, Will the Computer Guy. I am again a month behind in Technorama shows, so I'm commenting on March 10th voicemail show. Bruce and I are twins lost at birth. I did meet my twin when I was about 8 years old. They say everybody has a twin. My grandma was teaching at a school or a secretary at a school in San Francisco, and I went and visited her, and sure enough, there's this guy who was like looking in the mirror. I always wonder what happened to him, but twins separated at birth, me and Bruce. Very interesting idea. Like Lisa said, I think he's watching too much TV. Oop, Highway Patrol. There was one other thing, but I can't remember what I was going to say. Anyway, take care, guys. Bye.
Darn that California Highway Patrol for messing up our voicemail.
Stupid Chips, Poncho, and John.
Ponch, not Poncho.
Oh, yeah.
Poncho rode with Cisco. And Cisco, he went in, you know, we all know he went into the router business.
Yeah.
Sorry, here. Never mind. Where's my rim shot when I need it?
I'll edit one in.
Hi, guys. This is Eric from New York. I just love the little computer museum tour you guys gave.
Yeah. Thanks.
I got a video iPod. It would have been nice if you could have thrown up still pictures of the computers you took of. I know it probably would have been harder to do the podcast that way, but it would have been great to see what you guys were looking at. But otherwise, it was a pretty good show. Thanks a lot. Have a good night. Bye.
Would you like to handle that one, Mr. Producer?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that today, actually, before I heard that voicemail. And I was thinking, you know, it would have been nice to have an enhanced podcast. But in the interest of time, there's no way I could have done that. Maybe
interest of time, it's been 6 months since we recorded it.
Hey, come on now. Don't get all corporate on me. Hey, but look, listen here. I'll tell you, in the show notes, I did, in fact, put a link to the my Flickr group set from all the pictures I took at the Computer History Museum. So they're all right there. And plus, you can go watch the video that we made, and you can see us really going back and looking at a lot of this stuff anyway. So
well, that's true. Video. Although we don't have the one with the cigarette lighter and the phone on board.
No, but if you look in the Flickr set, you'll see
that. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see it. You'll definitely see the picture of it.
Good suggestion. We're going to have to work on that because we should have had one person running audio and the other person go like, take a picture of that and recognizing where to be stuck in. You know, podcasting is a great experiment and we're still learning.
You know what? I should just go ahead and dump every picture I took and post it up because I took a lot of pictures. I won't say they all were interesting, you know, photographically, but you know, there's a bunch of pictures. I might just do that. Just dump them up there.
I got a bunch unseen. Too. Did I give you mine?
I don't think you did.
We'll find them.
Well, yeah, we'll stick them in the Technorama group. How about that?
We'll have a bonus. We have a Technorama group?
Yeah, you're a member. Go look at your groups.
Okay. I joined the PC Weenies group this week.
That I don't know. Am I? Yes, I am a member of that group. I am.
Krishna asked me a question, and I said, this one's definitely got to go on the wall at work. He says, you have a wall at work? Can you take a picture and put it in the group? I said, absolutely. So took care of that this week. And you'll notice there's one of those dancing gophers from Caddyshack on our cabinet.
Oh, really? I tell Krishna, nah, budget cuts, man. We got rid of all our walls.
Actually, it's on like a gray file cabinet, one of those horizontal, you know, vertical, not vertical, but not the kind that put the drawer goes in and out, but well, all drawers go in and out. What am I trying to say? Lateral file. That's what I'm trying to say.
I want to say I gave a copy of a PC Winnie cartoon to one of my coworkers. I should take a picture of that because she's got it in her cube. I think it's the one that has the welcome mat that says RTFM.
That was on the cabinet I've got. Yep. After years of giving help for free at his home, Bob finally told his users to get the message or something.
Yeah. That was it. Something like that. I should take a picture of that and stick in, put it in there.
Hey, Chevin Craig. It's TJ from York, Pennsylvania again.
TJ.
Calling with some bicycle-related geeky goodness. First off, the bicycle that you guys are talking about with the big wheel up front, those are called penny farthings because it was like, I guess, two British pieces of currency, a penny and a farthing, and relative size to each other looked kind of like the wheels. supplanted later on by the safety bicycle, as a standard diamond frame bicycle was called, with two regular size wheels. Let's see here. I wanted to tell you real quick about that you guys were talking about that bicycle car. That actually, I guess that was probably more of like an art project kind of thing. But there actually are bicycle cars. They're called velomobiles. And if you look it up, sorry, I work for the railroad, and I'm walking by one of our high-speed trains right now. It's kind of loud just sitting here.
Cool, we had a talk.
Yeah. Anyway, they're called velomobiles. And they're usually made of carbon fiber or fiberglass, and they're very, very lightweight, and they're like basically a shell over top of a minimalist frame. Most of them, like the most utilitarian ones, have a roof, and are a little heavy, and they're not very, very fast. But there are some that are kind of like the Ferraris of the bicycle world. Do a YouTube search for world's fastest bicycle. I believe it was in excess of 100 miles an hour. I can't remember how fast
Holy
it was.
Holy smokes.
But there was a guy that was on in a Streamliner bicycle that was just, you know, he's totally encapsulated, and he, like, to the point where he couldn't put his feet down. He was sealed up in like a torpedo-looking thing. And in a super recumbent position, laying back on his back, and on this nice long drag out in Las Vegas, or excuse me, not Las Vegas, but somewhere in Nevada, and he got up to 100 miles an hour plus, which is pretty cool. Anyway, guys, 101.
Super recumbent position. I got to remember that word next time I'm watching cartoons.
I had a friend that had some of the recumbent bikes. You kind of just sit in it, and your feet are in front of you, and you're kind of sitting in a chair type thing. It was fun. You pull the levers that are on either side of you, and to spin yourself around. It was a lot of fun. He actually I'm trying to remember if he did, or I think he was planning on going cross country in that thing.
I had a friend who rode cross country. Well, almost. He went from Seattle back to Wisconsin.
That was like the cheese was so good, project. I couldn't leave.
I don't know if he was heading for New York and just didn't make it, or maybe he did. He used to be a coworker, then he's not. But
that's because he continued on his journey.
See ya.
Worked for a little while, I'm done.
Hey, thanks for the information about the bikes. Learned a lot on that call.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you more about the trains.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, this is Claudio over in Miami.
Claudio.
I was just listening to the last episode, and you guys were talking about that peculiar bike that someone had sent a link about. Now, I have to ask, you were talking about the U-shape, about how it had a U-shaped bar. Do you really have to bring up Bruce's name again in the show? What does he have to always be a part of the show? Is he getting a kickback from this? I just had to bring that up to make sure there wasn't any funny stuff going on. Anyway, hope you guys have a great day. 101, take care. Bye-bye.
No, it's our new ad revenue stream. Product placement for your name.
Yeah.
Put a tip in the tip jar.
You can PayPal us some money there, Bruce, you know.
Right. Put a tip in the tip jar, and we'll make sure your name gets mentioned on the show somewhere.
Hey, you know, we're cheap, you know, a couple bucks, and we'll mention you all day long.
We have a TJ and we have a JT. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I know. I almost messed up and said the wrong one.
That's confusing.
I pity the fool who calls them gold necklaces. They're called gold chains, fool. Pity the fool.
Happy gold necklaces. Who said that? Was that you? Mr. No, T's coming after you.
That reminds me of that Snickers commercial where he comes in on the tank and almost runs over the guy on the soccer field. You remember that?
No.
Oh my gosh. He almost runs. And the guy's looking at him. He comes out of the hatch and he throws a Snickers bar and hits him right in the head. Get some nuts. That's what he says.
Sounds like Uncle Rico hitting Napoleon with a steak.
Oh.
Hello? Yes?
I am not as drunk as you think I am.
Oh.
It's just hearing about the death of any computer puts my Microsoft and his wife in perspective. I'm running on a 2-year-old HP laptop. I'm too young to die.
We now have computers calling into Technorama. Terrific! We've gone beyond the meat space. Now we're into silicon space, and Cylons will be calling us next. Oh, and speaking of Cylons, we've been trying to hook up with Fred Barton, the robot man that we spoke about on the last show. And
yeah, we also talked. Hey, remember we also talked about him a long time ago. He had rebuilt the B9 that we were talking about. And I think I mentioned that on the.
Okay, so we've got some emails going back and forth, and we're trying to reach him, schedule up some time, and get him for an interview. We're also working on scheduling a follow-up interview. If you're a longtime listener, you probably remember, almost 3 years ago, we spoke with Dr. Pamela Gay. She was with Slacker Astronomy at the time. Now she's doing Astronomy Cast.
Back in early years of podcasting.
Yeah, she's over in Europe right now, but when she gets back, we'll schedule something up. Want to talk to her. Lots of new things to talk about on the astronomy and science front that... of course, we're very envious because Jorga got to meet her in person.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. Lucky dog.
He didn't even say anything about it.
Yeah. Could have given him a microphone or something.
He's trying to keep it secret from us is what he's doing. I know. I got your number, Jorga.
I got your IP address.
Yeah. Well, that's the number I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I got your MAC address.
I was trying to be like one of those... you know, the mafia empty promise. You know, guns go off and hurt people, you know? It's like an empty threat.
Guns don't kill people. Bullets do.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to take us to the end of the listener feedback show. If you want to be part of the show, we appreciate your support. You can call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT if you're outside the U.S. and don't want to call that international number. Put Chuck Chat in your Skype buddy list. You can get Skype at skype.com, and our answering machine will pick it up. And if you're not around, your computer may just call and let us know how sad they are that other computers die.
You know what? You remember that little fortune program in Unix? You know, you
use it all the
fortune,
time.
It gives you.
Yeah.
What's that? You remember that?
Yeah.
What we should do is you just set your computer up to automatically call and just give us the fortune of the moment.
Make sure they're the short ones. Fortune-S, please.
Yeah. You know, I had the Hitchhiker's Guide database installed in my fortune one time. That was fun.
You can also email us, technorama@chuckchat.com, or visit the website for lots of articles and things during the week. There's a donation in the tip jar that we spoke of earlier before. If you want to get your name mentioned, you can do a one-time donation or monthly micropayments like so many people do to help support Technorama. It's the only money we make these days. Well,
the only way to fly.
If you haven't got any money and you still want to support the show, aside from calling, you can give us a review on the iTunes Music Store. Add us as a favorite in Podcast Pickle or vote for us on Podcast Alley or whatever they do in one of the thousands of other podcast directories out there. I want to thank the following people for donating their Technorama. Is this voice amplification device functioning? I want to thank the following people for donating their time and talent to keep Technorama going. Mad Mar for
thank
all
you,
the
Chuck.
Great
thank you.
Blog
thank you.
Content he provides during the week. Craig for his audio production prowess. Scott Reynolds and Ustream, who keep our modest live stream going. It's really hard to read with a twitch in my left eye. This is really irritating. That's what
I wasn't expecting you to say that at all.
Oh, I picked this up like 2-3 days ago, and it's absolutely driving me bonkers.
It's the first thing to go.
Yeah. The chat room is provided by freenode.net. You can join us every Sunday night at irc.freenode.net. The channel name is Pound Technorama, or to make it absolutely brain simple, go to chuckchat.com/webcam. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. You can also find us over at Farpoint Media. Web address is farpointmedia.net. You'll find us there with a ton of other great audio content. If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way, you can get it automatically delivered to you for free. How's that for a price you can afford? Just visit the website, click on subscribe, or ask one of us. In fact, there's a link at the bottom of chuckchat.com that says, what is a podcast? You get a little tutorial, show you how to load them up, download them. You don't need an MP3 player. You can listen to them right on your computer. It's a great thing to do. If you're still confused after RTFM, talk to us. We'll help you out.
Yeah.
Till next time, tell a friend about Technorama, and as always, a binary high five.
1-0-1.